Penguin Random House Audio presents Minor Feelings, An Asian American Reckoning. This is the author, Kathy Park Hong. United. My depression began with an imaginary tick. For an hour, I stared at the mirror, waiting for my eyelid to flutter or the corner of my mouth to tingle. "Do you see my tick?" I asked my husband. "No." "Do you see my tick now?" I asked my husband. "No." "Do you see my tick now?" I asked my husband. "No." In my early 20s, I used to have an actual tick in my right eyelid that spread so that my right facial muscles contracted my eye into an occasional Popeye squint. I found out I had a rare neuromuscular condition called hemifacial spasm, triggered by two cranial nerves behind my ear that became twisted. In 2004, when I was 26 years old, a doctor in Pittsburgh corrected my spasms by inserting a tiny sponge to separate the two entwined nerves. Now, 7 years later, I was convinced my spasms had returned, that somehow the sponge had slipped and my nerves had knotted themselves up again. My face was no longer my face, but a mask of trembling nerves threatening to mutiny. There was a glitch in the machine. Any second, a nerve could misfire and spasm like a snaking hose hissing water. I thought about my face so much I could feel my nerves.